The chair will recognize the senator from Dubuque, Senator Yoakum, for the nomination and appointment to the Human Rights Director of Isaiah McGee. You are in order, Senator Yoakum.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, members of the Senate, the mission of the Department of Human Rights is to ensure basic rights, freedoms, and opportunities for all by empowering underrepresented Iowans and eliminating economic, social, and cultural barriers. In 2010, the department was reorganized into four core functions. One of those functions is advocacy. And the idea of a unified board was brought to the legislature by that board last year. And they have done that. They have implemented a unified board to focus the many commission voices for better results and more attention. But in order for the citizen-driven commissions to do their job, they need to work with staff to gain access to information and research. And then collectively, they present an agenda of policy issues to the governor's office and to the legislature. That information flow was somewhat convoluted during this session. Following a flurry of emails and news stories about gag orders, in an era when we're talking about more open and transparent government, it placed a number of staff and commissioners at the Department of Human Resources in great conflict. And many of us received numerous emails and minutes of meetings and so on. I personally have spent hours on this nomination alone. To be fair, we asked and invited Mr. McGee to come before the State Government Committee and the Administration and Rules Regulation Budget Subcommittee to present the department's vision, budget, policy agenda, and to clarify the allegations of a gag order. On two separate occasions last month, Mr. McGee was asked to send a letter to all senators, DHR staff, commissioners, clearly stating that there was not a gag order and that staff would not face retribution for talking with legislators. Well, that email arrived this morning. I believe that many of us, at least, have provided time and opportunity to Director Nominee McGee to clarify the communication process within that department. So today, members, each of us need to decide if the nominee has successfully earned your confidence to lead this very important department. Each member needs to decide if the nominee has the knowledge, skills, experience, and qualifications to perform the duties of this important department. I might add that just earlier today, in the full Appropriations Committee, the Senate voted out a budget that provided full funding at the governor's recommendation for the advocacy boards of the Department of Human Rights. Unlike the House bill, which cut funding for those boards by 27% this year and 48% in the following fiscal year. Mr. President, I have spent a great deal of time and have done a lot of soul searching on this nomination, and I am going to move the nomination of Isaiah McGee for confirmation as director of the Department of Human Rights, and I'm asking the body to vote no.
The chair would recognize Senator from Sioux, Senator Feenstra.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of this chamber, it truly disappoints me to hear a request to vote no on one of the most interesting and great candidates that I have seen for this position. And I also have interviewed Mr. McGee. I have worked with him in the past, and I see him as just a wonderful candidate. As Senator Yoakum noted, the mission for this commission is to ensure the basic rights for those who are underrepresented in Iowa and to advocate on their behalf. If you think about Mr. McGee and his background, I mean, he grew up dealing with racism. He grew up dealing with poverty. He grew up dealing with criminal justice issues. And he worked through those and became a great leader in one of our communities in this area. He was mayor pro tem of Waukee. He was on the executive board of the Chamber of Commerce there. He was a school teacher, has a master's degree in education. What else do we want from somebody in this commission? Now, it has been noted that we should not approve his nomination because, for some reason, he didn't allow some of his commissioners to speak out. Let's think about that. You ever been a head of a organization? Have you ever been head of a private business? If you are the leader of your organization or of your business, I can only hope that you want all communication to go through you because you want to be lockstep with everybody in that organization. You want to say the same thing every time. So if you have people, managers, whatever it might be, saying one thing, disagreeing with you on another thing, you can't have that. It corrupts the organization. It will actually make the organization fail. You have to have one voice and work together for these causes. And that's what Isaiah McGee has tried to do. Really? Really? Do you want to take him down because supposedly he didn't allow somebody to say something? Really? Is there more behind this? I'm so concerned about this, and this really just begs the question of why we are doing this. People of this great chamber, Mr. President, I can only hope this body truly reconsiders their vote, because this is an outstanding gentleman, a man that truly fits this commission. Thank you, Mr. President.
The chair would recognize the senator from Butler, Senator Dix.
Thank you, Mr. President, and colleagues of the Senate. I rise this afternoon to ask you to support the nomination of Mr. Isaiah McGee. And for me, I just want to share with you, you know, as a new member of the Senate, the whole confirmation process has been something that I've not experienced before, at least not in a personal way like this. And what I've tried to do as we evaluate the candidates is not only put everything in the interview process itself and place all of the decision based on that interview and what took place there, but try to gain some understanding of the person and the assets that he brings to the job that he or she has been asked to serve in by learning what other professionals in the field have to say. I've always believed that what other experts and your colleagues say about you is often better put and better said than what you can say yourself. And in the case of Mr. McGee, what I found out is that there are literally dozens of people from all across the state who are well respected in the area of human rights, who have recommended that he be nominated and confirmed in this position. So I think it's clear that he has the respect of a large number of his colleagues and people who have worked in this area in the past, and that's worthy of note. I think it's also important to recognize that he has, at least in my opinion, been open with the Senate in answering its questions through the committee, through his written explanations that have taken place. And so I believe that he has met that test as well. And finally, Mr. President, I also believe in evaluating everything on its balance that he will, and in the spirit of Iowa and with the expectations of the Senate, conduct himself and lead his department in a manner considerate and consistent with what we've seen in past policies and past directors of this department. Mr. President, I too would like to ask you to support Isaiah McGee. Thank you.
The chair would recognize the senator from Polk, Senator Zaun.
Thank you, members of the Iowa Senate and Mr. President. I rise for the second time because I know both of these nominees, and certainly, really, I'll tell you what, we're on a roll. We're on a roll. This Senate chamber is right now, based on the recommendation of the floor manager, is decided to vote down this nominee. We're on a roll because from what I've gathered already here, this is about politics rather than the person. Senator, you talked about on the floor here this afternoon that the three main ingredients that needed to be for this nominee: knowledge, skills, and qualifications. And I can certainly, it's been demonstrated by the previous speakers. I mean, Isaiah is a Drake grad student, and I had interactions with Isaiah when he was on the Waukee City Council when I was mayor of Urbandale. He was elected by the peers of the community that he lives in Waukee, to lead that city. As it's been mentioned, he has grown up with racism and poor. I think that is strong qualifications with the right background to lead this organization. You know, Isaiah made a mistake. And he's made a mistake like a lot of nominees that have been asked to serve and direct any kind of department in the state, not only now, but in the past. He's a younger person. My dad and mom always taught me, if you make a mistake, you make the mistake right. He did that. The policy that he has now communicated with all of you is actually more open than his predecessor. I just hate to see this body take down another good man, and this has got to be more about the person and the background and the real life experiences he's had to lead this important agency. And I'd ask everyone to do the opposite of what the good senator said in regards to voting him down. He is qualified, he's made mistakes, and he's corrected those mistakes. And I ask the body to please consider. You've all had a chance to visit with him. He is very qualified, and I think he'd be an excellent leader for this Department of Government. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the senator from Boone, Senator Bain.
Thank you, Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. I, too, want to rise this afternoon in support of Isaiah McGee as director of the Department of Human Rights. I've personally known Isaiah for years. He has demonstrated time and time again his ability to handle himself and adjust to any situation. He is a strong family man and a person with many, many talents. Isaiah understands exactly and has dealt firsthand with the very issues this department stands for. You could not pick a better tailor-made individual for this department than Isaiah McGee. Talk about first-hand experience and knowledge, he has it. He is a great candidate for this position, and I highly recommend his confirmation. I think anything less
would not look well on this institution and this Senate chamber. Thank you, Mr. President.
Is there further discussion? Seeing none, return to the Senator from Dubuque, Senator Yoakum, for final remarks.
Thank you, Mr. President. Appreciate your comments. And I can assure you that if anyone who casts a no vote today has not done so lightly, and that a tremendous amount of energy has been exerted to afford Mr. McGee every opportunity. Look, folks, I am a woman. I am a mother. I have an adult child with disabilities, severe disabilities, 34 going on 2. I can assure you, in my lifetime, I have personally witnessed discrimination against those with disabilities. I have. I remember all too well when group homes were going to go into a neighborhood and the neighbors fought it because they didn't like the way they looked and they might devalue their property. This was not taken lightly. This is not about politics. This is plain and simply about open, transparent government and a director nominee who several months ago did put a gag order on. You cannot conduct open, transparent government if people who work in that department cannot communicate with us. Doesn't work. Doesn't work. Nor is it open, nor is it transparent. Yes, we got an email this morning, and it said exactly what I asked them to put in it. No retribution for talking to legislators. If I believed any differently than the way I'm going to cast my vote, I would be asking you to do something very different. With that, Mr. President, I move Mr. McGee's nomination.
The Senator from Dubuque, Senator Yoakum, moves the appointment of Isaiah McGee to the Director of the Department of Human Rights. The Secretary will open the voting system and receive your votes. Senator Hatch votes no. Senator Reagan votes no. Senator Bochum votes aye. Every senator voted. Every senator has voted. The secretary will close the voting system, lock the voting system, and receive your votes. Record your votes. The Senate pay attention, result of the roll call. Those voting aye, 30. No, 20. The nominee having failed to receive a two-thirds majority, is not confirmed.